Blog Talk Radio.
Today you can claim the life you were meant to have. This is All the Way In Radio. I'm your host, Deborah E. Lake, and I'm here to help you recognize, claim, and live fully in your life. It's easy to find people who will tell you you can't. But success and happiness only come when we reject you can't and fully embrace I can. The philosophical foundation for All the Way In can be summed up in the advice of my father, who told me to let the words of my critics roll away like water from a duck's back. So clear your mind and open your heart and join me. You'll be glad you did. Hey, this is All the Way In Radio. I'm your host, Deborah E. Lake, and I've got a great show for you tonight. We're continuing our month-long series for Valentine's, and we're focusing, as you know, on lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered couples and singles. Tonight I'm here with my guest, Stephen Petro. Stephen is the author of the essential book, bestseller book of gay manners and etiquette, along with a lot of other things. And he's currently writing his second book on gay etiquette for this century, and I'm going to let him tell you about that later on in the show. Welcome to the show, Stephen. Stephen? Hello? Oh, it looks like we're not getting him. Stephen, you're on the air. Stephen, hello? Well, he must have gotten dropped, maybe, and we'll keep talking until he comes back. I was hoping we could talk to him, and we probably will. You know, this is live and uncensored. Just like life. So you never know what's going to come up or what's going to happen or how things will turn out when you listen to All the Way In Live. We're talking about relationships and dating and finding that special person and looking for that special person for Valentine's Day. And one of the things that I wanted to talk with Stephen about is he had the foresight to talk about etiquette when a lot of us were still in trying to find the door to the closet. And I think he's here. Hi.
Deborah?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi. Can you hear me? Actually, I could hear you all along. I'm sorry you couldn't hear me. But,
oh, no problem.
I was not drunk.
Well, you know, our listeners know that All the Way In is recorded live, and it's just like life. You never know what's going to happen.
It is. Well, anyway, thank you for having me.
Oh,
and,
glad
happy,
you're here.
Happy Valentine's Day
to
you.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day to you as well.
Sorry about that. I don't know. You know, technology.
Not a problem.
Yeah. But thank you for the lovely introduction, too. I heard every second of it.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. I did well.
I did. That proves that I really was here. And, you know, as soon as we're done, it'll be time for a cocktail. But I think, you know,
That's what I'm thinking, too. Yeah, have a little highball.
So you're in Chicago, right?
Yes. We're here with the snow.
Well, actually, I'm here in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and we're expecting another snowfall tonight.
Yeah, you're getting more snow than we are now.
I know. It's kind of
spooky. I know, right? What happened to the global warming?
That's why, you know, that's why it really should be called climate change.
Yes, because you never know what's going to happen with it.
Exactly.
But yeah, so. I want to talk about you writing about gay etiquette back when, in the 90s, right?
Yeah,
when we were still finding our way out of the closet, a lot of us.
You know, it's funny. I look back, that was in the mid-1990s that I wrote that book. And it was probably ahead of its time. You know,
definitely.
Because it was before Ellen was out, it was before Will and Grace, it was before you even had civil unions or domestic partner ceremonies, much less same-sex marriage. So this book now, you know, coming in the first decade of this new century, speaking to a lot of issues and themes that resonate for many more people these days. And so it's been an exciting project, because I'm also getting to interview and talk to lots of folks to sort of help me understand how our culture is forming. And I have this very good friend who says, well, you know, one of the reasons that I really like being gay is that there are no rules. You know, I can do whatever the heck I want. And why are you going to ruin it for us by making rules? And so I've told Jonathan that, and he knows this is about me, you know, I'm not about rules, and the word should is not in my vocabulary. And the only reason I sort of am a proponent of etiquette and manners is that I think when you're in a situation that you don't know what to do, it can provide you with an answer. And you can fall back on it to make it a little bit easier, to make it comfortable. And that's kind of my philosophy. It's definitely not anything severe like sort of the gray-haired ladies of the manners world.
Exactly, yeah. I don't get that feel from you at all, that it's anything like that. But it is good to have some place to go just to get an idea of what, you know, might someone expect or what you might do in that setting that you haven't even thought of, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just the book will be out next year, but I'm sort of finishing the big fat wedding civil union chapters right now, and there, you know, we're seeing so many so many more people having ceremonies of one kind or another, and you know, and also more and more marriages, and I get a lot of questions to my website about, you know, so in a same-sex relationship, who pays? How do you word the invitation? What are the titles of the people in your wedding party or your party, if you're going to have, you know, people helping you? Because usually, you know, best man and bridesmaid and all that, you know, doesn't quite, you know, translate to, you know, how we're doing them. And then
you know what, you're getting ahead of us.
I haven't seen the question.
Ask you some of the questions later on in the show.
Okay. But I'll hold
back. Actually, you touched on a couple of questions that I'm going to ask you later.
Okay.
One of the things I wanted to ask you in this segment was, what were some of the challenges that you found to just identifying gay etiquette versus just etiquette in general, or manners versus gay manners versus manners in general? What makes gay etiquette gay, you know, other than us?
Right. Well, and that's, you know, actually, Deborah, that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
You know, there, in a certain way, you know, good manners are just good manners. You know, it doesn't have anything to do with sexual orientation. But on the other hand, you know, as much of what's been happening in the LGBT movement over the past, you know, decades is about visibility. You know, in this book and on the website, you know, all of the cases are about, and all the questions are about gay folks as it applies to us. And so, you know, honestly, in a case like, so if you and I were going on a first date and we're straight, the same rule applies here as to who pays for dinner. It's the person who asked the other one out.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to create an environment that people really feel like, you know, this is one of us speaking to one of us and you know, giving advice that way. Then on the other hand, though, there are a lot of situations that don't have their counterparts in straight culture. You know, sort of the whole manners of coming out. around kids, and with men and women both, adopting, using insemination, and donors, there's a whole other world there that, sort of is really specific to our lives. And so that's where sort of, the essential gay etiquette comes in. And those are really our questions.
That's great. I really, like what you're doing, because it does help to keep us from not feeling so isolated, because other people have the same questions, but you don't run into them unless you have a place where you can go.
Yeah, and part of the book is also directed at straight people, because we all know that we're quite well integrated into the world, and a lot of times our straight friends don't know how to act or behave or what to say in a particular LGBT situation. And for instance, if someone who is transitioning comes out to a straight person, that's still a fairly novel situation. So how can I help them understand and respond in a way that's going to make everybody sort of feel good and move on?
Yeah, and there are a couple of questions that I'm going to ask you later on.
That I'll hold back.
about some of the questions that our straight friends do have.
Yeah.
That you help with, which is even better, because it's bringing people together across lines that are arbitrary, I think. Have you seen any change in trends among us over the years, from the book that you had first to the one you're researching now? Have you seen any surprising changes in trends or anything like that you could share?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind, so I researched that book in probably 93 and 94, and then that was published in 95. And, just within our own community, we as a community were not as inclusive of bisexual and transgender people in the early 90s. And, now I think, we're sort of one, large embracing community for the most part, and I've really sort of extended my reach, to include the community, and I have a co-writer, Sally Chu, who's been working with me, and we've really reached out to a wide variety of folks. But I think the other part of your question is sort of what's going on in our daily lives, and there are just more and more people who are out, and going to church, involved in political movements, part of new neighborhoods, having kids, having ceremonies, and so on. And a certain way, our manners and mores are advancing social change even ahead of the legal apparatus. So in many, many states, you can have some form of a partnership now, even though you can't get married. And people have ceremonies, and they're given gifts, and they're recognized, and that's kind of the way that manners is helping pave the way for what's inevitably going to happen with same-sex marriage, across the country at some point. I don't know when, but it will.
It will, definitely.
It will. and I'm here in North Carolina, and we'll be here last, but it will.
It will. But North Carolina might surprise you. Southerners have a way of surprising you sometimes. I lived in the South for a while.
Well, and it's true. North Carolina is actually becoming increasingly progressive, and we voted blue in this past election. So, that was a big change. So, I'll keep my fingers crossed. But it was a long haul to get an anti-bullying statute passed here in North Carolina last year, and there's still a lot of resistance to change.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, we move at whatever pace we can sometimes. I want to take a little quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to have some more fun with your questions. I like your questions. And some of them are like, we'll do it when we come back. We'll be right back in about 30 seconds. Be right back.
Okay. Should I not talk to you now?
Hey, I'm trying to find the right button, too.
Isn't that John and Rachel over there?
I thought they broke up.
Broke up? When?
A while back. John looks good.
Why wouldn't he? Who told you they broke up?
Rachel did.
Well, maybe she was just talking. Venting.
No. Rachel found out John had HIV, and she was going to leave him.
What? HIV?
Yeah. She was worried that she had it, too, but her test came back negative. I wonder what made her change her mind. Maybe...
What?
Well, when my brother told me he had HIV, he gave me a book. Said it would help us talk. You remember. The title was Your Neighbor Has AIDS.
Oh, yeah. I read that, too.
And when Rachel told me about John, I asked her not to make any decisions until she'd read it.
That was smart. That book helped you and your brother.
Yeah, and what I learned helped me talk with Mom, too.
You think that made a difference for them?
I'd bet money on it, and you know I'm not a betting woman.
But you are a great sis and good friend.
Your Neighbor Has AIDS by Deborah E. Lake is available at DeborahELake.com, Amazon.com, and select bookstores.
Okay, we are back, and...
I didn't realize until the end, Deborah, that that was your book that they were talking about, but I was thinking, that sounds like a great book.
Well, yeah, and I've got another one. We both have another book coming out, too, hopefully next month. It's the follow-up to Your Neighbor Has AIDS, and we're focusing on the Good Samaritan and the lessons that we learned from the Good Samaritan on how to address people's pain and mm-hmm. questions and need without going down the road that we go down so many times of saying, why didn't you? You should have, that kind of thing. So the second book is helps guide people through the process of dealing with their own issues and bigotry so that they can help someone else.
That sounds really powerful.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, thanks for that little plug.
Thank you.
I really like you.
So, if I had a show, I would have you on, too.
Well, I'm going to have you back when your book comes out, and maybe even before then, because I really find your work very, very refreshing. I do. Here are the questions. The first one isn't really a question. It's 7 ways to find a date or a mate in the new year. What are those?
Oh, let's see. Well... Now that we're into now that we're right up to Valentine's Day, people have 2 more days to to get a holiday boyfriend or girlfriend. I think probably the most important thing is sort of to be ready inside to mm-hmm. To do that. And actually, I don't think that I had written that in that particular piece, but you need to sort of be at that place in your life. And sometimes I think we all know people say, well, I really want a boyfriend or a girlfriend, but they're not there for whatever reason.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
That's where you have to start. And then, that was kind of a humorous piece. I say, get a dog, borrow a dog.
Go borrow a kid.
Kids are less helpful in acting as magnets for dates. Dogs are a lot easier and lower maintenance. Choose the right kind of online service. Particularly for gay men who want to use the web to find people. If you're looking for sex, well, then go to a website that's going to help you find that. But if you're looking for a long-term relationship, make sure you don't go to a site that's just really there for hooking up.
Yeah.
Another really, I think, important one is volunteering, and it's a way to help you give back to your community, whatever community it is that you're involved with there, and be of assistance to a nonprofit. And at the same time, it opens up your world to help you meet. To help you meet new and different people. And I know when I was younger, I had volunteered for a long time at the San Francisco AIDS Foundation and worked on the hotline every Thursday night for years and years and became great friends with my Thursday night crew and found some wonderful boyfriends along the way, too.
Yeah. You find people that you have something, at least one thing in common with when you get out and do things like that, because you're all doing the same thing, at least
right.
one. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly, and I think, you know, it's just commonality of interests, and sometimes we all think, oh, we know exactly what we're looking for, but most of us don't really.
Yeah, the universe has to let us know. And
exactly.
The way we find out is where you started, working on ourselves first, you know?
Well, and I can tell from what I've heard about you and what you've written that's, you know, you completely understand that.
Yes, because if you don't know yourself, you can't let anyone know you. And
right,
no
and
way
if you don't
you
love
don't
yourself.
Know someone else.
Right, and if you don't love yourself, it's very hard to have someone, to allow someone to love you. But I'm straying from manners to psychology, and I'll rein myself in because I do not have any psychological credentials. Other than I've been to a therapist in the past.
Well, we've all done that.
You know.
So here's one that I liked. Well, I liked them all, but I really like this one.
Yeah.
This person hasn't been dating, you know, whatever it is, so for you know, maybe a couple of weeks, and they're wondering what to do for Valentine's Day. Should they ignore it? Should they go all out? You know.
So they've newly started dating someone.
Yes.
Yes. Well, that one is hard because you don't really know where the relationship is going, and it's, you know, it's still kind of early. And so, you know, if you're kind of infatuated and you think, oh, I want to really like blow it all out and show him or her, you know, just, you know, how much I care, you could totally scare that person away. And yet if you kind of like, you know, sort of play it too close to the vest, they're going to get the wrong idea and think, oh, he's not really interested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I suggest, you know, and it sounds really simple, but it's not, is talk to your friend about how you might want to celebrate Valentine's Day and just kind of, you know, put it out there. You know, it's coming up. Now it's coming up in 2 days. So it's getting pretty close, but you'll never get a reservation anywhere. But, yeah, it's kind of just, you know, it's a basic mantra of mine. You know, rather than try to figure out what someone else wants or doesn't want, ask.
Yeah.
Be open to a conversation. Don't be afraid of that. You know, it's usually fear that holds us back from just sort of, you know, asking these kinds of questions, and then you'll know, or you'll have a better idea, and you can plan it together, which I think also can be really nice.
It becomes a project that you both work on rather than someone you know taking all the responsibility, and the other one. Yeah.
Exactly, and
yeah.
You know, in traditional straight couples, you know, it's you know, it's often the man who will, you know, he's in charge, and he's the one who's supposed to do the asking and do the planning. Well, you know, that's another good example of in a same sex couple, you don't really have that to fall back on. So somebody's got to do it. So you might as well both, you know, kind of get in there and figure it out, and hope that you both like celebrating it, or that you both don't like celebrating it.
Yeah, and you'll find out.
You'll find out in
the conversation. Yeah. Here's something for straight friends of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Is my lesbian friend flirting with me? How can I tell? that's the question.
that's the question. Well, you know, I remember when that question came in via email, and this straight woman was kind of concerned, you know, that her lesbian friend was hitting on her. And as I recall, you know, the examples that she gave were really hard to interpret.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, inviting her to do things, you know, a little bit of, you know, sort of touching, but not like inappropriate touching, you know, just kind of like friends do. And she, you know, it seemed that she was perhaps overreacting to certain things that might be just part of this other woman's way of interacting. But again, there's nothing like if it's on your mind, asking about it.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
You know, and she then may have heard from her lesbian friend, oh gosh, no, I'm sorry I made you feel uncomfortable. Or, you know, as a matter of fact, yes. And, you know, I really like you and I find you attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably good for both of them to get out there at some point, because it also could be difficult for our lesbian friend to, you know, continue to be in some sort of friendship where she's not able to express herself and find what she's looking for. You know,
yeah.
I don't think we should sort of go down paths that aren't going to bear fruit.
Although some of us do. We have
I'm not saying that I don't.
we have this fatal attraction to people.
I completely understand. That's why I'm trying to be the voice of reason and manners.
Yeah. That's why I put that one in there, because it is one. It's,
do you have a story that you want to share, Deborah?
Over a beer.
Okay.
Buy me a beer and I'll tell you anything.
Okay, and I'll have a bourbon and I'll tell you anything.
Oh, well, we're stepping it up one. I'll have a scotch.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an hour later here.
Yeah, I know. Well, we talked a little bit about your book. Anything else you want to say about the new book that's coming out?
Just that it's going to be the kind of book that you can pick up time and time again. And it's really, it'll be a great gift to give to someone who's coming out, sort of whether they're in college or whether they're an adult, at a time when you might be planning a ceremony. I mean, I have a whole chapter on sex etiquette as well that we could delve into here a little bit. But, that's kind of a topic that really hasn't been, talked about a lot. And actually, when I was listening to, that discussion about your first book, HIV and AIDS, I've written about that a lot before this.
Yeah, you have.
Book. But here, especially, how to tell someone you're HIV positive, how to ask, how to come out in the workplace, how not to, so it's really the kind of book that'll have a lot of use at various times in one's life. And I hope that people will find it useful.
Well, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. And you have to send me a copy. I want it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But right now, you can go to my website, gayandlesbianmanners.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the next question
promotion.
I have. How to get in touch with you? How can people find you?
I'm on Facebook, Stephen Petros Gay Manners. And
you're one step ahead of me.
You're one step ahead of me. You invited me to be a friend tonight, even before we got on the phone. So, touche, my friend.
Well, we are really getting short on time, unfortunately, because I'm having a ball. And I know, 30 minutes is it. And so, let's say one more time how people can get in touch with you.
Probably the best way is my website, gayandlesbianmanners.com. And, and thank you so much for having me tonight, Deborah. I really enjoy talking with you.
Yeah, we'll have to stay in touch with each other.
Absolutely.
And I wish you all success, especially in your book and in life.
And you too, and with your new book.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
That's all for today. Thanks for listening. And I want to thank you for telling your friends and colleagues about us. All the Way In is getting more and more popular, and that's because of you. Only you. This is All the Way In Radio, and we are recorded live and uncensored. I'm Deborah E. Lake, here to let you know that you can recognize, claim, and live fully in your life. Good night, world. Connected, visit DeborahELake.com. And while you're there, sign up to follow on Twitter and Facebook. You'll also be able to download previously recorded programs. And sign up to become a member and get your edition of the brand new All the Way In newsletter. Members also have access to follow-up broadcasts and special discounts. Remember that you can take All the Way In wherever you go through iTunes. If you have any questions or comments, send an email to allthewayin@gayandlesbianmanners.com.
DeborahELake.com. I'd love to hear from you. All the Way In is a production of Lake Enterprise.